were just thrilled in it from a town perspective, thrilled with it. You know, and it started with their moving their headquarters from Santa Clara to here in Malta. And they announced both things on Monday, the expansion of their existing, you know, physical plant to increase the capacity. I guess they've got some floor space in there, and they're going to bring in more machines, et cetera. So that's going to be, you know, a very big deal, and that's in the short term. And in the more medium term, I guess, is 8.2. And look, we've been waiting for that for a long, long time here in Malta, and, you know, we've been hoping for it. You know, GlobalFoundries is a terrific corporate citizen. You know, remember that we have the GlobalFoundries Malta Foundation, and every year they, you know, award grants to various not-for-profits and, you know, projects and ideas to, you know, make the place better for residents. A lot of money goes to school programs, et cetera, that are going to benefit, you know, Malta, Stillwater kids. So, you know, GlobalFoundries is just a great corporate citizen. And to have this come up now is terrific. You know, I understand we're waiting for the House of Representatives to, you know, to pass, you know, to pass this bill that the Senate sent over to them. But it was really great to hear. And I have to hand it to Senator Schumer. I love that line that I guess he attributed to his staff when he held up the bag of potato chips and then the computer chip, and showing that, you know, Malta's gone from inventing the potato chips to basically expanding the computer chips. It was a great line.
And that was a bag of Stewart's potato chips, too.
Yes, it was. That's right. That's
and the,
right.
the legislation you're referring to, that's $52 billion for the semiconductor industry in the U.S., and including $2 billion for legacy manufacturers, which includes GlobalFoundries. So certainly
right.
That will provide a financial boost to assist GlobalFoundries and expand its footprint in Malta. But Supervisor O'Connor, maybe you can kind of put into perspective how the town has changed over the last decade. I grew up in the area, and I remember when it was a lot of farm fields over there, and Luther Forest was a large wooded area, and now there's housing, there's mixed-use development. How has Malta changed over the years?
It's changed a lot. I mean, you know, our population has increased, you know, attributable at least in part to the expansion over there at Luther Forest. You know, I think the planning of it was really good, though. I mean, you know, we have much more commercial activity. GlobalFoundries being our biggest, you know, corporate citizen. We do have more traffic. We do have fewer farms. But we're coping with that. You know, we have an active committee on open space. We're exploring, and we've started the purchase of development rights program to try to, you know, keep some open space here and not lose our character. You know, we've really tried to maintain a balance, and you know, we think we're doing a pretty good job of that. The campus over there at Luther Forest is ideal for this type of arrangement, because it's over there, even though we have some of the Luther Forest housing developments fairly close by. You know, it's also shielded. I used to live over there on Scotch Mist, which is, you know, right in Luther Forest. And, you know, there was never any bother that I experienced when I lived there for a couple of years. So, you know, we think we've coped with it. You know, yes, there are some people in Malta who want to go back, you know, to the old days when we really didn't have anything here except for, you know, rural roads and farms. And that was great while it lasted. But, you know, you have to adapt to changing times. And, you know, since we're close to the Northway, you know, things naturally happen here. And so we've done a lot to try to maintain the balance, and we think it's working well. And so we're happy that 8.2, we think, is gonna fit in well, because that was all anticipated many years ago when we did the environmental impact statements, et cetera, and they said, look, we're going to need this work on this intersection when 8.2 goes in. And so all that, a lot of that groundwork has already been done. So I think this will be pretty smooth.
Saratoga County is already experiencing a housing shortage, and especially due to the pandemic, you have a lot of people moving into the area. With FAB 8.2, GlobalFoundries CEO Tom Caulfield said that could create 1,000 more permanent jobs and thousands more construction and infrastructure jobs. So will Malta need to be considering building additional homes or allowing for additional homes to be built?
Well, it may well come up. I mean, you know, that's a lot of people. We have there's construction going on now right in our Complete Streets corridor, you know, on Route 9 between the Dunning Street roundabout and the Stonebreak roundabout. So, you know, more rental apartments are being put in there. They're very nice. We're trying to develop that area to be, you know, a walkable area. Sidewalks are going in, you know, a refuge island and for crossing in mid-span to try to, you know, encourage pedestrian traffic between the two sides of the street and also to accommodate, you know, more people living there and, you know, in more kind of clustered, you know, residential settings. And so, you know, we think we're up for it. There'll be more people. You know, we think we're pretty well positioned for that. But, you know, we have to proceed carefully. And our planning board is, you know, very good at looking at things and making sure that, you know, what's proposed is going to fit in well.